So we might be midway through winter, but Bondi is about to heat up with the inaugural pop-up festival Bondi Feast, set to kick off in mid-July. This year, a collection of amazing Australian and New Zealand performances are set to treat us to a theatrical, comedic and musical extravaganza with heaps of shows announced on the programme. And this morning, I am joined by one of the co-creators of Bondi Feast, Phil Spencer, on the line to tell us a little bit more about what we can expect on the lineup. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. Thank you.
So when and how did Bondi Feast all start? Like, what sets this festival apart from previous years?
Well, this is the seventh time we've done Bondi Feast, and I suppose every time we are doing it, we are looking for the best comedians and performers and cabaret artists around this year, right now. So Rachel and I, who run the festival together, kind of have a great job, which is we get to spend the rest of the year going to Melbourne Comedy Festival, Adelaide Cabaret Festival, Adelaide Fringe, Perth Fringe, and we sort of trot around the country and tap people on the shoulder and try and convince them to come to the beach in winter. That's our main job, really. So this year, I think we've gathered a pretty excellent group of human beings, to be honest.
Yeah, so Bondi is not what comes to mind when you think of winter, as you kind of alluded to there. But it does look like, yeah, one of the cozy places to be in July with this mini festival on. So can you tell me why Bondi?
Winter's probably the only time I go to Bondi. I mean, originally from the UK, so many of my fellow Brits are there all year round. But Rachel and I, I think we're always up for a challenge. And I think the idea of being down there in winter, it's the best time of year to be there. Like, there's heaps of locals still around. And maybe more than half of our audience kind of get on a bus or a train or drive to Bondi to be part of the festival and come and see something. And so our job is to turn the Bondi Pav and its surrounds into a kind of festival hub. And so every year we have a festival garden out the back where we've got a circus tent and free shows. And this year we've got fire pits for the first time because we had a very long conversation with someone and they said we could do it. So we're excited about that. We really try and kind of, make it a bit of a kind of delight. And you can come down and see a bunch of stuff in one night. And if you have fun, you can come back or tell your friends about it.
Fire pits are a great draw card.
Yeah, totally. Mulled wine and fire pits. I mean, even if you don't come to a show, there's that or not.
So featured on the lineup, it's absolutely huge. There's over 200 artists. Can you give us a little bit of maybe your highlights, even though I know that's a really difficult question, but bit of a highlight reel?
Look, we've got 42 shows. So, like, really, we've tried to program something for everyone's taste. We've got circus and cabaret and comedy. But I suppose we really relish on sort of programming alternative theatre and, maybe like weird comedy and things that are maybe a bit between the kind of lines. And I was just thinking about this morning about one of the shows I'm most excited about. It's probably one of the smaller shows, but it's by a comedian called Alex Reynolds. And she's got a show called I Have Something, in which the basic premise is that she wholeheartedly believes the more you listen to the Whitney Houston song, I Have Nothing, the better it gets. And so the show is her listening to that song on repeat for an hour.
Wow.
But there's more going on than that, but it's just such a brilliant premise for a show.
That
and,
is.
It's really amazing. And we're going to be doing that in the gallery space downstairs. So it's off the wall and pretty wild. And the whole point, I think, that we try and put Bondi Feast together is we try and make the tickets 15, 20, 25 and 30 bucks. So we really try and make it accessible, and hopefully there's something in the program that you can come and take a punt on.
That show sounds absolutely exceptional.
Yeah, it's going to be brilliant.
Yeah, and that's kind of, on the lineup of a lot of other non-traditional performances. One of my favourites on the lineup is Betty Grumble, the eco-sex clown performer, who I've seen before and absolutely love. Can you tell us a little bit more about other unexpected alternative
theatre
things?
Yeah, I think if that's your kind of bag, we've got Daza and Keith are coming up from Melbourne, who are two drag king queer performance art makers who've got these great drag king characters called Daza and Keith, and it's about them trying to go viral. And it's, it's queer subversive comedy where kind of Zoe Kunzma and co pick up things, but then they're also mean breakdancers. So that one's going to be pretty amazing. And then in terms of like bigger shows, we've got a fake Eurovision Song Contest, which I now think no festival is complete without a big camp, fun, silly, fake Eurovision Song Contest. So there's a crowd for that in Australia in a big way.
And just to finish off, is there anything that you kind of wanted to spotlight in Sydney through this festival? I know there's a big emphasis on alternative theatre making, but was there any kind of particular driving intention in curating the program?
I suppose every year the driving intention is to make it a celebration of like those independent artists who are around this country making work on under their own steam and for their own money. And we've got a really, really healthy fringe scene in Australia, like between the sort of four or five fringe festivals around, like you get to see really, really good stuff that you wouldn't be able to see in any other context than coming to a little festival like ours. Like, these shows aren't going to go on at Sydney Theatre Company or the Belvoir or any of these places. You have to come check them out in a small, cramped room that's packed full of people you've never seen. And so that's part of the delight. Hopefully, you know, you can come and see somebody you've never heard of and leave, you know, very firmly knowing who they are.
It does all sound very, very delightful. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, Phil.
No worries.